You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by T.R. Sullivan of MLB.com. T.R., first things first, what's the tone, what's your impressions of new manager Jeff Banister? Quite a change for the players to have a new guy in that office. What do you think so far? What's the tone he set?
Well, he had his first team meeting on the first day of workouts, full squad workouts on Thursday, and he said, why not us? And that's his theme, is that, hey, you know, we were good before, we can be good again. You know, let's turn the page from last year, you know, set the door and get back to winning. I mean, this is a team that the goal is to win this year. They're not rebuilding. They're not looking to go with all young players. They're looking to get back to where they were 2 years ago.
And I think that start, you and I would agree, that starts with Prince Fielder's health. Can you talk about Prince, his conditioning, I mean his physical health, his excitement and everything as he starts his first healthy camp, his second camp with the Rangers?
Well, he's up there doing everything with everybody else, hitting the ball in the park on occasion, feeling good. Mentally he's feeling good. He's not having the numbness in the arm that was the result of the neck injury. He's free and easy. You know, it's live BP. It is what it is. You know, it's watching layup drills in basketball. But, you know, he looks good, and he looks happy, and he looks healthy. You know, first inner squad game is on Sunday, so we'll start there and monitoring him from there.
And T.R., where is when you look at the club, it looks like there's not a lot of drama about the roster. Where is the competition? Where's the excitement going to be going down to the last week or two, you know, if there is any?
Left field. They got the mother of all competitions in left field. They've got at least – they might have 13 guys in this camp who have played left field at some point in their careers, maybe more if you look at the utility infielders. I mean, they got Ryan Ludwig and Nate Scherholz as minor league free agent veterans. They've got Ryan Rua, Jake Smolinski, Michael Choice coming back from last year. They've brought in Carl Spigel from the old Mariners' top prospect. He's here. They got the Rule 5 guy, Delino DeShields. They got prospects, candidates, everything you could want for left field. Then the fifth starting spots could be interesting. You know, people know that the Rangers – traded for Ross Detweiler, left-handed pitcher from the Nationals. They said they were going to give him a chance to start here in spring training. They're going to follow through with that promise, but he's going to have to win the job. He's going to have to beat out the right-handers. Nick Kepish, Anthony Renato, Nick Martinez, Lisa Alberto Bonilla, and even Ross Ohlendorf is in that mix.
And if you look at if Holland, Darvish, Gallardo, Colby, if those guys are all healthy, this potentially is a really good rotation, right? And I know you got to stay on the field, but there's no reason not to have high expectations about the Rangers, right?
The rotation is what probably gives this team more optimism than anything. And I think that all started with getting Gallardo. The Rangers knew they would have Darvish and Holland back, and they re-signed Lewis. But we needed Gallardo to fit into that middle top part of the rotation. I mean, this guy was a number one at one time for the Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, is he still a number one? I don't know. He's a little older. He's been through a few wars. But, you know, that's a very good addition to any rotation, even if he's your number three starter. So I think that the rotation is the number one reason for optimism. And if you look at that fifth spot, there's some quality arms there. I mean, Anthony Renato, they picked up from the Red Sox, was once a very good prospect for them.
Michael Choice is only 25 years old. He was a big part, or at least I thought he was a big part, of the Craig Gentry trade from Oakland. Where does he fit in? He's a right-handed bat. What does the club think of him now, having seen, I guess, a little bit of him in his only season?
Well, as I said before, he's in the mix for left field. He's one of the dozen left field candidates. Right-handed power hitter, not a great defender. Doesn't run as well, maybe, as you'd like. He's got right-handed power, which is a valuable commodity. He's always had, pretty good on-base percentage, good batting average, can hit the ball to the opposite field, decent arm. The Rangers, when they made that trade, they're hoping by this year he'd be ready to step into a full-time role in left field. Now he's got to earn it. He's just one of 12 candidates in there. But, you know, he's at the upper end of the handicap list.
So Jurickson Profar will miss this season, and then that's basically two seasons after undergoing surgery. What's the kid's future now? I mean, there was a time where he was as highly thought of as any prospect in baseball. What do you think the long-term prospects for this young man is?
Well, I think he needs to go disappear for a while. I think he needs to do his rehab work. I think away from the spotlight. I think he just needs to just go away. I mean, I'm not saying that in a crude way. I'm saying he needs to take that year off and get it right. You know, take all the time he needs to rehab. Take all the time he needs to rest it. You know, people need to stop thinking, well, you know, is it going to be, he's arbitration eligible? Will they non-tender him? Will they trade him? Will he be back? Will this? You know, it's time for Jurickson Profar to be a non-story, go off, disappear, rehab, and then we'll see in a year where he is.
What are the Rangers took former Astros first-round pick, Lionel DeShields Jr., in the Rule 5 draft. What does he have to do to stick? In your opinion, does he have a good chance of sticking around with the club?
He's got an uphill battle, but that's part of being a Rule 5 kid. If you're a Rule 5, you've got a tough battle to make the team. You know, he's got to show he can hit. I mean, this kid can run. I mean, he can play defense. He can go get the ball in the outfield. You know, he's got a father who played baseball, so he knows the game. He's just got to hit. He hasn't hit like the Astros had hoped for. He's still young. You know, if he was with the Astros and they still had options, he'd be fine. He'd be in AA, AAA, still moving up the ladder. But, you know, he's a Rule 5 guy. He's got to make the team or be offered back to the Astros. They want him back. But he's got to come in here and show he can hit.
Yeah, 22 years old. Eighth pick of the 2010 draft. It's a tough game we're in. I appreciate it, TR. Enjoy your time in Arizona. I'll see you in a few days.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.